waiting on everybody to join me.
Matt Patricia, I think, might be the dumbest coach in the NFL. You call three.
Fucking talking about that.
You call three timeouts to get the ball back, and then you run a quarterback sneak. What a turd. Respect the process, man. Respect the process.
Well, first we got up, we got the ball back, right? We went to commercial. I told Ruby, I go, is this guy gonna call three timeouts with a minute left? And she's all, probably. And we're sitting there discussing how fucking stupid it was. You mean, just end the misery.
Unbelievable.
And I've got my best buds, and Ted Glover here to record the show after this marvelous win over the Detroit Kittens. Yeah, baby.
Should be in the drunk.
Vikings defeat the Detroit.
In the drunk tank, you mean? How many today? How many beers, David?
This is numero 8, baby.
This hour or altogether?
Altogether since
now
the hour prior to pregame.
Now is that the wheat blend or the lima bean ale? Which is it? the fucking
this is loose cannon.
Hummus, whatever.
As you can see. It is triple hopped, which is very nice. It's only a 7.2 alcohol per volume, ABV. But it is very, very nice. Now, I want to give a shout out to our buddy and pal, Darren, who is drinking a, what the hell was it? A Propel?
You don't even know. Let's move on.
Fuck, what's he talking about? Good hey, Lord. Look at your shirt. Look at all that fucking hair. Hey, did you just murder? Did you murder a rabbit before you got on air? What the fuck? Did you just take a baseball bat to a rabbit? Why is there fucking hair all over you, dude?
I trimmed the beard to try to make it classic.
Before. With what? A weed whacker? Fuck.
Yeah, what'd you use? A pliers? Works.
Pliers. Like the Three Stooges?
Off all over the place.
Are you fine?
No, no.
Get some vice grips in there, did you?
Yeah, do it.
Holy shit. What about that game? We're now 5-3.
Yeah.
5-3-1.
We closed it out.
That was a big game.
Took care of the juggernaut that is the Lions. Yeah. Was that a team record for sacks? Can somebody
tell me
that?
It was, yes. 10 sacks. Yeah, 10 sacks.
Yeah, stick that in your bunger, Matt Patricia. Call it timeouts when the game's over.
We were talking about this earlier. What was the deal with that? So the Vikings have the ball a minute left at midfield. Lions have three timeouts. They're down, 24-9? And Patricia calls three timeouts, thinking he'll get the ball back. And then Matt Wild pins him on the one or the two, whatever it is. And then with no timeouts left, instead of, you know, at least trying, he gives up and he does Stafford. He does like the Minnesota Vikings did last week before halftime, just runs Matt Stafford up the middle. Let's go to the locker room. We'll call it a game. Ridiculous.
The punt would have went into the end zone. He would have ran his normal offense from the 20. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Terrible. Hey, respect the process. Just got to respect the process. Sit up. Hey, you two sit up straight.
When we got the ball after the onside kick, I'm thinking, just end it. You know, what the hell is he calling timeouts for?
Ridiculous.
He's on ecstasy. Fucking Tricia.
I tweeted out earlier, Matt Patricia looks like a laid off teamster.
He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like that uncle that says, hey, I'll take you to the store to buy some liquor. Just don't tell your mom I did it for you. Doesn't he? He looks like that uncle you go to where all your party materials. The one guy that never says anything.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Hey, let's go to Uncle Matt. He can get us some weed at a pretty good price.
Right? Right? Am I kidding? I mean, that's
yeah. Exactly what it looks like. This is high quality television, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
YouTube.
God, high quality DUI. Give him a DUI test.
Yeah, that's right.
No, don't be driving after you log off here, Dave. Don't go anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Trust me.
Right.
And the rest of the household has left for the afternoon, so it's only me. Woo-hoo!
Nice.
It was you and the rabbit till you killed it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Let's talk about the D-line being on fire.
The D-line was awesome.
Ted, how about Hunter today?
You know, I actually tweeted this out as well. And you guys have been around as long as I have. You've watched the Vikings probably even a few years longer than I have.
Are you saying we're old?
Hang on. I've been watching the Vikings since the mid-1970s, like the latter half of the Purple People Eaters era.
Okay.
I would argue, you guys probably got a couple years on me, that this was the single, the most dominating single game performance by a Vikings defensive player that I have ever watched in my life. And I'm not even kidding. Wow, Three and a half sacks.
That's high praise right there.
If I'm wrong, tell me. I'll be the first to walk that back. But 3.5 sacks, Hunter single-handedly kept the Vikings in the lead in the second quarter when they were up 7-3. Cousins threw that horrible interception that gave the Lions the ball on the plus side of the field. They got down inside the red zone, and he had a half sack and then a sack back-to-back that forced the Lions into a field goal. The Vikings kept the lead, and then he had the what I call the dagger play in the fourth quarter when Stafford did that ridiculous option play that was a fumble that he scooped and scored on. I mean, he shuts down everything to his side on the run. There have been great players in the Vikings throughout their history. But for like one game,
right,
I'm having a hard time thinking of a guy that has had a better performance other than like Audie Cole in the preseason when he had two pick sixes 7 or 8 years ago. I mean, seriously, I'm not even kidding here. Tell me where I'm wrong.
It would take a lot of thought on my part to think back to all the
exactly. You know,
what I will say is Alan Page used to turn in maybe not that much of a day, but he would turn in performances like that week after week where he was maybe not so big in the box score, but he was really big on the field. I remember, if I could throw a quick story at you, Alan Page, we were playing the Lions one day at home, and the offensive lineman kept holding him. Right. And Page complained a couple times. And then the next couple series went by, and the offensive lineman held him again, and Page went ballistic on the ref. Matter of fact, I think he got a penalty.
So I remember that. Yeah.
They marked off the yardage, and then they got a first down. On first down, Page tackled the running back for a 6-yard loss. On second down, he sacked Greg Landry. On third down, he sacked Greg Landry. And on fourth down, he blocked the punt.
Offensive coordinator in high school.
All in a row, Ted. He did all those in a row, and the Lions guy came off the field, and I was told later time that somebody had heard the coach just tell the offensive lineman, don't hold him anymore.
That was either 1974 or 1975. I remember watching that game. I remember Page's, because Alan Page never did that. He never did that to the refs. I remember that. I remember that moment.
Right, yeah, and he got so angry. I mean, he was on the take his helmet off. He was stomping around the field because he had asked him a couple times nicely, and they weren't. And the guy was just blatantly holding him. So Page just erupted. But the next plays in succession, it was unreal what he was doing. It was like he was so angry. I don't even think he was supposed to be in there on the punt. He just fucking told the coaches, "I'm staying in there."
Hunter had a game like that today, though. I mean, he really did.
Yes,
It was absolutely dominant. And you can argue about the Lions being down. I remember Taylor Decker had to go in the locker room. And they lost another offensive lineman at some point in the game. But even the Vikings offensive line at their 2016 worst with Willie Beavers and TJ Clemmings didn't give up 10 sacks. That was a horrible performance by the Detroit Lions. Horrible.
You know, you could almost say, Ted, what we had 10, right? 10 sacks?
Yes. Franchise record, almost, 10 sacks.
You could almost say, arguably probably, that Stafford saved them from another three or four.
But you could also argue he held the ball into two or three.
Yeah, I guess it all washes out, but there's some place he got out of the pocket and ran for like 6 yards.
Absolutely agree. Yes.
So it could have been, I understand both ends of it. So 10 is probably a good average. But
now, you know, if you want to know the box score sacks credited, Danielle Hunter had 3.5. He also had 9 tackles, 6 of which were solo. That is freaking awesome. For a 24-year-old, baby, 24. He's not even at his prime yet.
I had him in the game of Skull.
Yeah, did you really? You suck for that.
Did you guys remember? Yes. Oh, go ahead, Drew, real quick.
No, I was going to say the game of Skull record up to date, even though it's a new game, is 19.5 by Harrison Smith. I wonder if Hunter broke it today. I think he did.
He probably did.
Do you guys remember when, you know, people talk about Rick Spielman being Fire Rick or whatever their chant is?
I never do.
Yeah, right.
He re-signed Everson Griffin 4 years ago, I think it was, and everybody was like, what is he doing giving Everson Griffin this big his first contract extension before he had really put out any stats of significance, and everybody said, no, he's going to be good. And then he did the same thing with Danielle Hunter before this season began. And look at what a bargain, you know, for lack of a better word, that Danielle Hunter has. I don't have his specific extension numbers in front of me right now, but everybody thought, well, not everybody, a lot of people outside of people who follow the Vikings thought, man, that's a lot of money for a guy that really has never had a double digit sack season before.
Right.
Look at how value worthy that contract is now, halfway through the season. What a great move by Spielman and company to get him re-signed for long term.
Really was a great move by Spielman. I mean, I didn't even have that guy high on my draft board when he came out from LSU. What round did we draft him in?
Third round. He was a third round pick. And I remember him on draft night when the Vikings drafted him, and I thought, I don't get this move because he really didn't have a lot of stats in college. He came from a good school in LSU, but he never really had any eye-popping numbers in terms of sacks or tackles or even pressures. And it was like, what's going on?
Well, I do my big board every year. I have the top 15 every year positionally. And I don't think I had him in my top 15. I think he was around number 20 overall for me. So I was kind of like, well, whatever it was.
In retrospect, we're all idiots.
Hell of a draft pick.
Yes, it was fantastic.
He's first round talent in the third round. Yeah. He's a first round draft pick. I'm very happy with that. Good job, Rick Spielman. I'm always, you know what? I'm always giving Rick Spielman credit.
Yeah, sure you are.
I love that Rick Spielman. He should be general manager of the year. That's what I vote for.
Well, Danielle Hunter had 9 total tackles,
right?
Solo for 6,
right?
3.5 sacks.
Damn.
Beat that.
Did he have any other tackles for loss besides the sacks, Dave?
Tackles for loss, 3.
Holy shit. Okay. What a day. Ted, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Nobody's had a day like that. I think you're right.
Sebastian
Thunderbucket.
Yes, the Bastard Thunderbucket.
Let's
the
Bastard Thunderbucket.
Johnson.
The Bastard Thunderbucket. Yeah.
Dave, you're a
2.5 sacks and 3 for loss.
He's played a lot better than I thought he would. I thought he was going to be a body when we signed him back or traded for him back or whatever.
Nah, he is fucking rocked, baby.
He's having a good
Seattle
year.
Seattle fucked that up. Bigger than shit. Yay, Seattle.
D-line gets a game ball today.
Yeah, that was just a dumb move by Seattle, cutting him when they needed guys at other positions. I mean, all right, you want to cut a guy. Don't cut Tom Johnson, who's your starting nose tackle. That just makes no sense. I'm glad the Vikings got him back because, I mean, look at – and heck, Stephen Weatherly had himself a game. He yes. pushed – he pushed – I don't – I think it – I don't think it was
– yeah, remember that?
Decker. Yeah, I think Decker was out of the game. I could be wrong. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But he literally pushed – he pushed the left tackle into Stafford for a sack and just kind of looked – kind of looked over the tackle and looked crossly at Matthew Stafford, who just took the sack like a man.
You know what? On that play, Ted, when he pushed the tackle into Stafford, Stafford just hit the ground?
Yeah.
Hunter ran over there and touched him, and I thought, is that going to be Hunter's sack too? Like, you know, because the Viking guy didn't touch him. I didn't know if it was like nearest guy count. I don't know really how they do that sometimes, but
the Vikings line was utterly dominant today.
Now, let me ask,
they whipped.
Stephen Weatherly had two total sackles.
Sackles?
What the fuck is a sackle?
He had a sackle. That's advanced stats, ladies and gentlemen. A sackle.
Isn't that? Who leads the NFL in sackles this year, Ted?
Stephen Weatherly. He has two sackles. That's your good morning, Gallahorn. Next generation stats.
That was one of his top things at the combine. He was really good at sackling. Yeah. And that's what built him up on the draft boards. Hell of a sackler.
Good morning, Gallahorn. Next generation stats right there, folks.
That's right, baby.
Good morning, sackle.
He had two tackles, two solos, and one sack. Not bad. And two tackles for loss, no less.
And three sacks.
Not bad for Stephen.
Remember that pitcher? The pitcher for the Dodgers, Sackle Page?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. To it was a good game. You entertained me. David Stefano, this show would be nothing without you, dude.
Hey, I've been told that Good Morning Gallahorn in the Raw is absolutely our best show, and absolutely everybody loves it.
Okay, but the things my mom says about the show don't count.
Okay.
Personally, I do my best business in the Raw, but that's not surprising to me. Meow, meow. Okay, meow, if we had to find something bad to look at, like that, you know, we sometimes have to, what would you guys' takes be on and maybe a couple things we need to improve on?
I would go with two things, if I may.
You may.
What people other than Stephen Weatherly need to make some more sackles. No, I'm kidding.
Seriously.
Yeah, Drew, I thought about this because you talked about this last week. The Vikings and going for the dagger.
Yes.
I think it was 17-6 in the second quarter, and I said I'd really like the Vikings to just like try and go for it right here and just really put a dagger into this game. It was before halftime, and Kirk Cousins threw a deep ball to Aldrick Robinson, and had Robinson caught it, the Vikings would have had a first and 10 inside the five, about the 2 or 3, depending on
where
they placed the ball.
And that was a perfect pass.
And it was a perfect pass. It was an absolute perfect pass, and it just went through Robin's hands. He dropped it.
That was a sweet
So pass. I think the Vikings were a little bit better about going for the dagger. However, they still did not let the Lions – they did not put the Lions away thanks to for whatever good Kirk Cousins does. He had that horrible interception.
Right.
And after that Dalvin Cook fumble, when the Vikings 16-6. If the Lions go down and score there, it's 17-13. And as poorly as the Lions had played, they were within a touchdown of winning that game with still plenty of time left in the fourth quarter.
Agreed. That Robinson play, I just kind of threw my head back and said, that was it right there. We were about to kick their ass right out the door.
Yeah.
You hate seeing that, you know.
I think other than that fumble, I thought Dalvin Cook had a very good game.
Nobody saw that come. I thought he was going to come in and get like 8 carries or something. I mean, like 5 yards.
when he busted that run, it didn't look like he had any physical ailments at all, did it?
No, but I was worried when he was chugging that long run. I go, here we go. There goes the hammy.
Gonna pull up lame with the hammy? No, he didn't, though. That was good.
No, it's weird throughout the course of the game. The Vikings run this off-tackle running play, and it seems to take like 3 seconds for it to develop in the backfield, and it really bugs the shit out of me. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh,
running
it should for an off-tackle.
Are they doing that to let the zone blocking kind of develop, or why do they do that play? It's almost like
I think it's a lot to get to let either Elfline or whoever the design guy is for that play to get to the second level and lay a block on the linebacker.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. Okay. It seems like from the time Cousins gets the snap, he takes these long, elongated strides and then hands it to the running back. And I'm thinking, and a couple times we got stuffed on it and it just irritates the shit out of me.
Yes.
But sometimes it works, I guess. So
you want to know Dalvin's stats for the day?
Did he get any sackles?
I don't think he didn't have 100 yards, did he?
he didn't have any sackles or 100 yards. He was 10 carries for 89 yards long of that run.
Good. He hasn't played in 2 months, so I'm glad to see him back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought combined, the first three games of the year, well, you know, we never saw it, but because before Cook got hurt, Murray had been nursing that ankle injury last year. It was really nice to see the combination of both Murray and Cook healthy this year.
Yes,
it was.
I mean, because Murray is a heck of a running back. They remind me in a lot of ways today of Leroy Horde and Robert Smith back in the day. Leroy Horde, if you need four, I'll get you four. If you need seven, I'll get you four.
Ted's on fire today. Ted's on fire today.
And then Dalvin Cook with the Robert Smith type, 1 yard, 1 yard, 2 yards, home run. If these guys are now they're going into the bye, they'll both come be healthy coming out of the bye. Xavier Rhodes will get another week. I thought Rhodes had a gamer of a game, even though he was banged up and working that ankle. I thought he did okay on Marvin Jones Jr. But now they can get healthy coming out of the bye with
Green Bay, Chicago.
Yeah, Hill did okay. I mean,
how about Houghton Hill? He's not doing bad since he's been in there.
No, not at all. But I just love the I don't know about thunder and lightning, but the different styles that both Murray and Dalvin Cook give the Vikings running game. They're both quality assets in running the ball in different ways.
Yeah, now we'll get into this probably in the bye week, but should we extend Murray?
Yes. Bring him back. Yes.
I think he's earned it.
I would like, if it was me constructing the roster and the money works out, I want Cook, Murray, and Mike Boone.
Where's Boone today? Boone hurt or?
I don't know. I don't know if he got in there or inactive or what, but no, I don't remember him on the field.
One of the two, Boone or the other one.
Rock Thomas was hurt.
Rock Thomas was hurt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember Boone on the field at all.
Rushing. No. The only rushing yards were credited to Cook, Murray, Thielen, and Cousins.
You know what, guys? We need to look at something overall. I think my takeaway for this game is we didn't have to win the game because of Cousins and Thielen. We won a football game where I'm sure they contributed, but it didn't have to be. They didn't have to carry them. The defense spoke. We had other things we had going for us. We had some backups. Treadwell had a couple catches. The secondary
Chad played Beebe. Well.
Chad Beebe had some.
Had a decent game.
Chad Beebe was miraculous. Which is a Gallahorn thing.
I picked
Robinson to take over in that third wide receiver spot, especially when Diggsy was out. But wasn't Robinson. It was Beebe, and he did outstanding.
Say BB is miraculous three times in a row very fast. So. Say it.
BB was miraculous. BB was miraculous. BB was miraculous. The fact that he caught three receptions
for
21 yards along of 13.
Look, he was okay. Three catches for what, 21? I mean, hold on.
Somebody that came off the practice.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses, Ted. Hold your horses.
Oh my God, he's so fucking drunk. It's great.
I mean, BB was okay. I think he had, on his three catches, he made, of his 21 yards, two of his catches were first downs.
Yeah.
But as far as miraculous.
No, it wasn't miraculous.
Fellas, he didn't turn water into Captain Morgan.
No, he did.
No, he did not. Nor did he turn it into a loose cannon.
My point was we didn't have to rely on three people to win it.
No, you're absolutely right. Yes, that's a fantastic point. I mean, so many times this year, it's been up to Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs to carry this offense, and the Vikings didn't need to do that today. They had a great defense. The offense got out to an early lead, I thought it was a great team win today.
Hey, one play I wrote down that I wanted to point out to you guys that was kind of a – you never want to say game changer, but it kind of gave Detroit a gut shot. We were doing that three and out. We're on kind of a bad offensive roll. And then, like, the next series, we had a penalty, and it put us in third and 10 or third and 9.
Wait, can I try and predict it?
Yes.
The Kirk, don't throw it. Great catch, Rudy.
Yeah.
Was that it? Was that?
Yeah.
High five. Internet high five.
Yeah. That was it. We had that play. I was thinking that's so huge, right? Because we were about to punt it back to him again.
Yep. Great play.
It was. That was kind of – you get these moments in a game when they have a play when you go, that was a really good play that make the difference. Not to make the difference. That's not a good way to put it, but it helped win. Helped us win the game.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
Meow, meow. Miraculous.
So when Dalvin Cook fumbled that pitch, I kind of follow the game on Twitter. I don't really follow on Daily Norseman. I really don't follow on the page we're in Facebook.
Right.
A lot of people on Twitter thought that was kind of like too cute by a half because it was a pitch and not a handoff. I personally think a pitch is about as basic a play in football as you can get on offense.
You can't blame it on the pitch.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I'm on that. I wasn't just thinking that wasn't a cute play. I mean, it was a pitch out. That's all it was. Running backs handle thousands and thousands of pitch offs or pitch outs. It wasn't. Okay. All right. Glad we're on the same page.
You are 100% correct.
A lot of running backs would rather take the pitch.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's easier to handle than a handoff.
Shout to Eric Dickerson. He loved the pitch out because he could just keep his eyes up. He knew, he had his kind of momentum going. It was easier for him.
Yeah,
having to look at the quarterback's hands coming in the hole, that he bothered him.
Yep.
Pitch outs. I think it was just a fluke. I wouldn't blame it on. And it's the first thing you want to look at is why would you call a costly play like that? I don't think it's any more costly than a handoff.
All right. Okay. Cool. I just wanted to ask.
Hey, Ted, how is that, Captain Morgan?
Jesus, what the fuck?
Were you just trying the Captain Morgan pose?
I was trying. I probably failed, but I was trying.
Dave Stefano is on fire, let me tell you.
It has not affected me nearly as bad as that IPA has affected you, my friend.
Too much lima bean, fucking ale.
I've been going through quite a bit, baby.
No, I gotta write my column after this. I can't be too hammered.
Dave's all hammered.
Or
up
can on- I?
You could get with Dave and start doing some shots of Brussels sprout whiskey.
Not a chance. Those with
the lima bean ale, cauliflower ale. What the fuck?
Asparagus amber ale.
Yeah, baby.
Well, speaking of your column, Ted, who are you writing up as the blue chips?
Danielle Hunter, Tom Johnson. Absolutely. I think I've got Dalvin Cook in there.
What about BB? He was miraculous. I got him one.
I got him as a solid investment. I mean, I thought BB and Treadwell did okay in picking up for Stephon Diggs being out.
Wait. We perfect on kicks today? Did we get one in?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I'm going to make my sign right now. Here we go.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to have any junk bonds today.
No,
simply for the fact the Vikings. I mean, it was a good win, and I don't really think there was anybody that contributed to the Vikings. What do we got here, Drew?
I'm saving it for next 1 week. Perfect kicking. I'm saving it.
1 week. Yeah, it's not bad.
Saving your grades.
And like Bailey was funny. He was right down the middle too.
Shocker. Yeah, he was good.
Shocking. So, yeah, everything, not much to bitch about in this game. At first half, we were giving Stafford a little bit too much time, but we certainly turned that around, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. And there was only three punts, Ted, for an average of 45 yards.
Yeah, Wild pinned two of them inside the five, didn't he?
Yeah. I can't beat that.
Where did Wild go to school?
I honestly don't know. Was it Michigan? Oh, God. Did he really?
Yes, he did.
I should have remembered him as much as he probably had to punt against Ohio State.
Speaking of which, they are doing a lot better than the Ohio State.
We'll see what happens.
The 24th, Ted Glover and Drew Bunting do the square off of the cage match.
Yeah. Coming up. Let's see what happens. I'll have a lot more. I'll have a lot better feeling. Well,
20 days.
I'll have a definite feeling about Ohio State either way after they play Michigan State this weekend.
20 days until I see Ted wearing that fucking Wolverine garb.
Never.
And I definitely want to narrate that contest.
Dude, you got to soak your head in hot water. It's fucking huge. Look how big your head is.
Hey, baby. Gotta love it. They love the scalp.
Shrink that dome.
Yes, absolutely. So we've had a praise power.
57 years we've had a team, the Vikings, and this is a game. That's great.
And this is what? You broke up.
This is the sack record. Most sacks today than any other game in team history.
Franchise record, yep.
That's got to be the first headliner to everybody's story. Franchise record in sacks doesn't come along often. I mean, that record.
Franchise record.
Jesus.
You guys.
Maybe I should pick this up and do it this way. Franchise.
You know what? You need to drink more, dude. I think
actually I'm out and I need to go for another one.
You need to start tallying up the whiskey on top of the beer. On top of your fucking lima bean dough beer.
Dave, you need to trim your beard on top of your microphone.
What's with all the hair on your shirt? Did you kill a rabbit? I really want to know.
Yes, I did. Anyways, speaking of which, we're coming into the bye week. Yeah. And Good Morning Gallahorn has quite a few things lined up for the bye week.
Yes.
And you will like them.
What's coming up, Dave? Tell us.
We have Man Bear Pig to talk about the game of Skull.
Nice.
Copyright, which is a fantastic game that you have never seen before, which you will want to play from now on. We also have the many other guests.
Next week we're also Man Bear is going to be releasing the prizes for the playoff pool.
Oh, okay.
That's right. He showed me some, and I want them.
They are
fucking
awesome.
But I'm not even close.
They are so awesome, but you got to listen to the show. He's not going to reveal them in the group. He's going to tell it only on the show. So,
which is cool.
It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to have him on. He's a really good guy. He has a lot of good Viking takes. He has a lot of good opinions, and, of course, he runs the Fantasy Football League and the Game of Skull. It's going to be great to hear from him.
That's right.
Looking forward to it.
But we also have in the bye week, which we're going into, by the way, if you didn't know, we have
Sackle Page.
We have The Machine.
Sackle Page.
We have The Machine, Tony Bell with an interview. And we also have
Tony Bell's going to be on the show?
That's right. And we also have the one and only Realistic Randy.
I've never met him, but I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Absolutely. He goes off, tells it like it is, and that is fantastic.
I can't wait to talk to Tony Bell. I've been wanting to talk to that guy for over a year.
Tony the Machine happens to be the Vikings historian.
Oh, my God.
Extraordinaire. Better than anybody I know. You name a date, you name a time, and he can tell you what the Vikings were doing back then.
Oh, all the way. If they had a national competition like a Jeopardy, it's no problem. Everybody could. We nominated Tony Bell. He would win that thing, hands down.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. That's good. That's good. That's good for upcoming shows. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun.
Well, we hope to bombard you. Boom, boom, boom. B-52s flying over Hanoi.
Jesus.
Right? With outstanding videos in the next couple of weeks while we wait until our next game, which is against Chicago in Soldier Field.
Yeah, after the UFO
stadium.
Ted, we're three out of four after the bye on the road, Ted. That's part of your, you had mentioned last show, the five game crucial stretch. We won the first one today, but those three out of the next four are on the road. So
yeah, they are at Chicago, at New England, and at Seattle with a home game against Green Bay. And I believe the Green Bay game is a Sunday night game.
Yeah, we're doing a live show. We're doing a live show from the Stumptown Brewery here, me and Man Bear. So,
oh wow, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're getting all set up for it. We're in the newsletter for the brewery.
Oh, and, cool.
I know if they watch the show, they're going to want Dave there because they could probably make $3,000 on booze from him.
Damn straight, baby.
But yeah, that Sunday night game against the team from Wisconsin, that will be a live Good Morning Gallahorn telecast from there.
Nice.
We will premiere it on Facebook, no less.
And I've never done a live show from there. I mean, I've done live shows, but nothing from, you know, sports standpoint. But we'll get through it, and it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. So we got that coming up, too. We got that coming up. We got special guests coming up. This show's actually moving forward somewhere.
Absolutely. That's good. Now, with that all said, let's wrap this puppy up as we rejoice in the Vikings' victory. What do you have to say there, Drew?
I say meow, meow, Viking cow. And I say Everson Griffin is sackle daddy.
Absolutely. Ted, what do you got?
Real quick, we haven't really mentioned it. Great win. I don't mean to be the buzzkill. But Vikings legend Bill Brown passed away today.
That's terrible.
Vikings, my dad, God rest his soul, Bill Brown was his favorite player. Before my dad got really sick with his dementia and all that stuff, we would sit and talk, and he would tell me, you know, how much he used to like Bill Brown. So if you're going to pour one out tonight, pour one out for Bill Brown.
Great win.
Skull Vikes, glad they won on this sad day, along with Jack Patera, former defensive line coach for the Vikings during the Purple People Eater era. So great win. Looking forward to the future, but remembering our past. Skull
Thank Vikes. You, Ted Glover, Absolutely. For bringing those up. That's a great way to end the show. Much kudos and skull to those gentlemen. So sad.
Absolutely. And skull, Vikings wins, Vikings win.
Yeah. Hey, wait, last thing before we go. Are sackles anything like cankles?
Yeah!
Hey, buddy.
4-9, second one!
Later, guys!